The Indiana Little Indians hit the road for the second time this season on Friday night to face a WPIAL Quad A newcomer in the Plum Mustangs. The Mustangs came into the game 1-0, the Indians 0-1. The Indians fell by the score of 48-10 after the Mustangs capitalized on two early fumbles by Indiana in the first quarter. Quarterback Ryan Hubner found Logan Brooks on one play for a 67-yard touchdown pass with 11:42 to go in the first quarter, so not even a minute into the action, and Plum was already on the board. No more than 20 seconds later, Eric Moore ran in for a 21-yard touchdown rush. That only accounted for one play and the only play needed to go up 14-0 for the Mustangs. Then they scored a little bit later in the first quarter on a four-play 88-yard drive that's on 80-yard touchdown pass from Hubner to Brooks once again, their second of three touchdown receptions for the night. And then with 37 seconds left in the first quarter, a three-play 66-yard drive yielded a 63-yard touchdown rush by Hubner himself. So not only just on the air, Hubner found some success on the ground as well. Indiana found their way to the scoring column in the second quarter after quarterback Devin Flint rushed for his second touchdown rush of the season, an 85-yard carry through a six-play drive. However, the Mustangs responded quickly in their next offensive possession on a 30-yard touchdown rush by Eric Moore, his second of the game, a five-play 50-yard drive. And in the late seconds of the second quarter, Indiana would finish their scoring on the night with a 29-yard field goal by Josh Glazer, his first field goal of the season. Plum would then take a 34-10 lead in the half, and in the third quarter they would score twice, both in the late goings of the quarter. The first scoring drive was a 7-play, 60-yard drive that resulted in a 14-yard screen pass from Hubner to Brooks, their third and final connection of the night. And the Plum scoring column ended with 58 seconds left in the third quarter on a 3-play, 39-yard drive that saw a 39-yard screen pass from Hubman to William Guzzi to make the score 48-10 and to send the game into the PIAA mercy roll. The game stayed that way throughout the remaining part of the game. In the fourth quarter, Liam McFarland came under center. He had a few rushes on the day, and Garrison Doherty found his way into the statistical column by putting up 29 rushing yards on three rushes. The game ended with Plum taking away a 48-10 victory. Plum moves to 2-0. Indiana falls to 0-2 on the season. For your hometown radio station, I'm Jake Slobodnik.